takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
Approach the microphone in this land of jokes. Can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these digital scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need to see the media, they only annoy. Cause the only ones that wanna scrap ain't ever deployed. Who do the fighting for these rich white folks and they wars? No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, or Starr, Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis, or Rush. Won't be MSNBC.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frosty Wooldridge coming to you from Denver, Colorado, and you are listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure, and thank you for joining us this Thursday evening. And this evening, we're going to have a little change of venue. And that change of venue is, I'm going to be asking you some questions after I present in the first half hour what I think is the greatest crisis facing the United States since the Civil War. And I think after I go through this little crisis and I bring the points to you, you're going to have an appreciation more than you have in the past. In the meantime, before we get to the program this evening, I feel like I'm going to be the next Rush Limbaugh here talking the whole time, hopefully not just to hear myself talk, however. You are, of course, listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's out of Dallas, Texas. And this organization brings you some of the more grassroots broadcasting from just regular American citizens like you and me. And it gives you some down-to-earth information on what's going on in this country that you're just not going to get from even the big people. Although I have tremendous respect for Lou Dobbs, more respect for men like Tom Tancredo, certainly Ron Paul out of Texas, men like Duncan Hunter out of California. So there are a few, Bob Grant speaking out of New York City, and a few others. But we are in one heck of a ride, and I will get back with you after this commercial break. Welcome to this program, Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial. Thanks for joining us this evening. I think you'll enjoy it.
Our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots, and it's a Thursday evening. Denver, Colorado time is about 6 o'clock with a few more minutes on that side. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and this evening, I'm just going to have a little chat. You and me, get that pencil and paper out, because we're going to connect a few dots, and those few dots, I think, will make a difference. But before we go into the program, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to invite you to call in at 1-800-313-9443 with your questions or email me at frostyw@juno.com. The key here is not only will this hour provoke your thoughts, it will inspire you to action, hopefully. And as I've said in the past, please make sure you go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and get the 26-point action letter and take action with it. Send it to 10 of your friends. Send it to 10 of their friends. Because the key here is we're creating counter-critical mass. And for those of you who don't know me or you're just coming on the show, I'm one of those persons out there who has, much like Paul Revere, seen the British, if you will. I've seen the Redcoats. I've seen what's coming, and I'm attempting to warn the rest of the nation through the written word. You can go to newswithviews.com. You can go to rinse.com, americandaily.com. You can go to freedomphoenix.com and many, many Federal Observer. You name it. There's quite a few websites out there that also op-ed news for you liberals out there. I really am trying to bring this information to every American citizen, no matter what your race, creed, or color, no matter what your age, no matter whatever you're doing. what we're facing is really quite catastrophic in the next 30 to 40 to 50 years. The next thing, too, please join numbersusa.com. That's NUMBERSUSA.com. Just become a weekly faxer and or phone caller. It'll tell you what to do, how to do it, and it's just fantastic. Roy Beck is a personal friend of mine. This is one of the most effective websites out there. Also, Alipac, Alipac.us. That's Americans for Legal Immigration, PAC.us. And that's run by William Gein. Also, carryingcapacity.org by David Durham. I know this man personally for the last 5 years now. Major efforts. CCIR.net with Barbara Coe in California. If you're frustrated, become a part of her organization. There are many else. There's Fire Coalition out there, and that's firecoalition.org. Jason is part of that, and he's running and making things happen there. There are many other websites, and you can get them as you write me or email me or make sure that you just contact me through my website. The key here is that we're all working together. And whether you join the Minutemen program, you can do that with Chris Simcox. You can join the Civil Defense Corps down there on the border, or you can join also in your own state. I'm a member of the Civil Defense Corps with Chris Simcox. I'm also a member with Jim Gilchrist, two different organizations based on the same thing, to protect our society. Both great men, both men making a difference, both men more or less like a Paul Revere, if you will. And the other thing is this. In this program, especially tonight, you're going to really connect some dots, because I'm going to be going over some of the more horrific things we face. To give you an example, just last week, President Bush decided that because the UN said that we're not doing very much about bringing refugees, and there are 2 million Iraqi refugees in Syria and Iran, there's over a million inside the country who are refugees, that we are now being and asked, and in fact, Kofi Annan suggested, and President Bush just said, yes, we're going to take in 7,000 Sunni Muslims. If you will go back to Monday of this week, I wrote a column for News with Views. It's up on Rents and a few other places. And that is this president nuts? And the question, of course, you know, he is nuts from the perspective of these 7,000 Sunni Muslims are coming over here, and they're people who are angry. They are Islam. They have been bombed by us. They have been turned into homeless beings by us. Our bombs have depleted uranium, have been bombing and raining down on them. We've caused total chaos in their country. We've killed 655,000 Iraqi citizens. We've killed tens of thousands amputations and burn patients, and you name it. We have done a tremendous amount of damage to that country, and now he's going to simply accept 7,000 Sunni Muslims into this country. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if this president really has his thinking cap on, but there's no way I would want to have 7,000 Sunni Muslims who can't even get along with their own Muslim Shiite friends coming over here and creating the same kind of social chaos, same kind of nightmares, such as the martyr bombers that are going, and what happens when they start going into our malls and just blowing themselves up like they're blowing each other up over there. I swear, there is just no understanding of common sense in the Bush administration whatsoever. And also, I've gotten a few letters from that particular Monday column, and it's really amazing. People want to make fun of me, or they want to call me names or whatever. I bring a lot of common sense and rational thinking and reasoned thought to those columns. I'm one of those journalists who just simply tells it like it is, unvarnished, and you can appreciate that, because they're always based on integrity. Always. Everything that I bring to you is integrity. So with that, this evening, because I didn't have, and I will have her on from South Carolina, Beaufort, South Carolina, one of the original Paul Revere writers. You can go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereWrite.us. and you will see Cindy Roddenberry. And she's a ICU nurse, and boy, she was going to just be an outstanding guest tonight. But we had some problems, and just like we're having problems with my music, the good, bad, and the ugly, hopefully that'll get back on. Hopefully the call boards will light up when you call at the end of the hour so we can really have a discussion here. But anyway, we're going to jump right into this right now. I just talked to Denver University on Tuesday, and I gave them this program. The kids jumped out of their seats. The professors in the audience were just astounded. And once I get my program, The Coming Population Crisis in America, out to the audiences, the audiences are just, their jaws drop. And so this evening, I'm just going to give you a little touch. Now, you're not going to get to see the slideshow. The slideshow will knock your socks off. And when I give that slideshow, the audiences simply just sit there stunned. At the same time, we can change the future by our actions today. So the title of this program is The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. And you have all of the information whereby you can take action if you are so inspired. NumbersUSA.com, of course, FrostyWooldridge.com. And also just 2 weeks ago when I gave this program, former Congressman, Bob Schaefer of Colorado heard it, and he sat there stunned. He may go for the senatorship here of Colorado to take Allard's place, Senator Allard, Wayne Allard's place here in the next coming election, and I hope so, because he will be one of the senators that knows what we're facing as we add 100 million people to the United States. So I ask you this question, and bear with me. I hope you're just sitting there with that pencil and paper, because I want you to bring up your own questions, because we're going to go over them when you ask them here in the bottom of the hour. Remember Martin Luther King? How about Betsy Ross? Do you remember Paul Revere? How many of the women out there appreciate what Susan B. Anthony did? How many remember Amelia Earhart? What did they have in common? You all know what. They were messengers. They were ordinary people with an uncommon determination and passion. They possessed a noble purpose. Now, to each of you listening tonight and your friends, I invite you to find your noble purpose. My noble purpose has always been to see the planet, all seven continents. I've got six down and one more to go. My noble purpose is to bring good into the world. My noble purpose has been to write novels for teenagers to help guide them. You can see those on my website. My noble purpose has been to create a stable population on the planet since Earth Day 1970. As you can see, I've been challenged all these years later. My noble purpose right now is to bring about an immigration change in this country and a population understanding in this country that we must change what we're doing in order to be able to deal with the future. So to each of you, I invite you to find your noble purpose. And I'll tell you, about a dozen of the kids in this lecture hall yesterday on Tuesday where I spoke at the Denver University, they were jumping out of their seats. They had just found their noble purpose. I invited them to be the next scientist who brings about a photovoltaic transfer of sunlight into enough electricity to drive all of our cars so we could stop the global warming and air pollution. I invited others to bring up wave energy and all sorts of wind energy techniques so that we can change away from fossil fuel burning. So whatever it is for you, if you can bring about something better, do something more creative to change the course of history. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're a housewife or just a regular blue-collar, white-collar, or otherwise worker. The key is each and every one of us are doing this together. And again, I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're red, you're brown, you're yellow. This all involves each and every one of you. So I ask you the question, how many of you in the audience tonight would like to weigh 500 pounds? You don't want to weigh 500 pounds? Just say you're 6 feet tall or 5 feet 10. Well, would you like to weigh 400? How about just 300? How many wish you were back down under 200? You see, what's the best thing to do? You want to weigh actually the right weight for your size and your height, your build. correct? Well, that's the way I am. I'm 6 feet, 285 pounds, so I'm pretty thin, and I just take care of myself. Well, why is that? It's because if you're at the right weight for your height and your build, looks like we'll be back here. We're going to have a five-minute break with commercials. This is Frosty Wooldridge, Connecting the Dots. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial.
Rhodial silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, not only accomplishes the necessary destruction, but accomplishes it in a psychologically acceptable way. In principle, it would be quite simple to waste the surplus labor of the world by building temples and pyramids, by digging holes and filling them up again, or even by producing vast quantities of goods and then setting fire to them. But this would provide only the economic and not the emotional basis for a hierarchical society. What is concerned here is not the morale of the masses, whose attitude...
Oh, thank you. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots, and we're still working out a few bugs here. I'm going to back to that question about weighing that 500 pounds versus weighing, if you're a woman, 120 pounds on a 5'5 frame, and if you're 5 feet 10, you want to weigh about 175 pounds. And why is that? The reason for that is that you're healthy and that you're not having a heart disease and you're not having diabetes, and you can buy clothes that fit you, and you can look well, and you can live longer and be healthier and more attractive. Well, the reason I ask that question, of course, is that any person that's healthy and has the right weight for their size and build is somebody who is at stasis or balance. Well, the same thing goes for societies. And when I give this program around the world or the United States here, I asked the audience, how many here would like to see their state grow by 10 million people? Nobody raises their hand. Now, how about 5 million? And then I got down to 2 million. And by the time I get down to a million, people in the audience, especially businesses like Rotary Clubs and other business-type clubs, they raise their hand. They want to raise here in Denver. I always have, when I get down to 2 million, they want to raise another 2 million. And, of course, they always have a reason. The reason is, well, more jobs. Well, what about the jobs that are here now and the people that are here right now? What it means is they're trying to get down to more profit. And of course, and as I've said in the past, it won't do any good if you don't have any kind of environment left. And so what is it for your state? I'll give you some examples. Florida is going to grow from about 18 million to 36 million here just in the next 15, 20 years. And many other different states. Here in Colorado, we're going to grow from 4.3 million to 9.7 million. And so the way to health of an individual is balance and the stasis of the body, and the same thing goes for a society. You have to ask yourself, can it or is it or will it be a positive impact to have 100 million more people added to the United States and then another 100 million, and that's in just 33 years, and then another 100 million in the next 25 years, and then another 100 million and just about 22 years after that. In 1860, Mark Twain said that the shabbiest of all lies is silent assertion, when the media and leaders cloud, suppress, or ignore a social wrong. In Twain's time, it was slavery that led to civil war and states' rights. What's happening to us today is the same as it was in 1860. And no one stands up on this worst crisis since the Civil War, and that is, of course, our population crisis. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you all remember the tsunami that hit Sri Lanka 2 years ago? It ran under the water for hours and miles. No one saw it, and they couldn't hear it. They couldn't feel it. They couldn't touch it. And what happened, of course, they didn't know it until when? Till what? It hit. And, of course, once it hit, it created 125,000 deaths and untold destruction. Now you understand what a tsunami does. It's an earthquake under the ocean, and it creates an energy wave that goes all the way across the ocean for miles and hours, and then finally, of course, it hits, and then everybody just gets, of course, killed and or the destruction happens. Now, you also remember Katrina, right, 2 years ago? Katrina did the same thing, but people were, of course, they were warned, and they were told, they could see it on the screens, and they had days to know that this thing was coming, but you had different kind of people. You had those who would watch and wait and listen. You had those who were saying, well, gee, it'll drop down to a Category 1. You had others who were, maybe it'll change direction. Others were sitting there saying, I'm getting the heck out of here. Others sitting saying, well, I've ridden out these hurricanes before. I'll ride out another one. And then you had others who waited to the last second. And they, of course, all became either victims or survivors. And those who jumped out of harm's way and left, a week ahead or 5 days ahead, they were safe. Now, nature really doesn't care. And so here's what I'm trying to bring across for all of America right now, is they were facing a human Katrina, a human Katrina. And once it hits, once we add this next 100 million people by 2040, which is 33 years from now, We're going to be in the soup of all these people and all the consequences, much like China, India, Bangladesh that I've already seen. And if you think this immigration thing that's causing it is going to go away, remember that Mexico is going to add another 200 million people in this century. And if they can't take care of those people now at 104 million, can you imagine what's going to happen when they have 200 million? Now, in the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce and brave man or woman, hated and scorned. And when his or her cause succeeds, however, the timid join, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That was by Mark Twain also. And so I'm hoping that as more people understand the dilemma that we face, more will join into this great, noble purpose. Now, today, in your state and across America and the world, face a crisis that is not about race, creed, or color. Overpopulation and its consequences do not care whether you are. Guess what? We've got another commercial break, and I'll be right back, and I want you to start calling in once I finish this program, and we'll get to it. See on the flip side of this commercial. Welcome to Connecting the Dots. Frosty Wooldridge, your host.
It is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defend. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website.
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gentlemen, this is Frosty Wooldridge, and you're listening to Connecting the Dots. And we're going to continue to talk about what we're facing right here in this little program this evening between you and me. And as I said, we are facing a human dilemma. Not only as the United States adds 100 million people in the next 33 years, the planet is going to add somewhere between 2 and 3 billion more people. So if you think we've got problems now, can you imagine what we're going to do when we multiply the factor by another 2 to 3 billion around the planet, plus another 100 million in the United States? And please remember that every added person into this country, whether it's a birth or it's an immigrant, and which, of course, 70 million out of that 100 million will be immigrants, then you are taking that immigrant who has just come out of a third world country making very little impact on the planet comparatively to jumping by 10 times their use of resources and gasoline and heat and fuel and oil and housing and roads and cars and so forth, and up to as high as 30 times more impact and giving that much pollution out. So it's no small matter when we add that all those numbers to this country and, of course, continue to multiply that. And so this thing, overpopulation and its consequences, do not care whether you're an animal or a plant or a human. It creates misery for everyone in its clutches. It is a human dilemma. And, of course, why do you think these people are running? When you go to see my 22-part series on News with Views, and it's in the archives there, I talked about one part that was called Environmental Refugees. Well, the fact is, people that are coming over here right now are environmental refugees from overloaded, overpopulated countries. And that's the crisis, is because the same thing's happening in Europe right now with the most of Africa starving to death, dying of AIDS and everything else, and their people are just running helter-skelter into the European continent as the Middle Easterners are doing the same thing. Now, we, and this is a quote, "We must prevent human tragedy rather than run around trying to save ourselves after an event has already occurred. Unfortunately, history clearly shows that we arrive at a catastrophe by failing to act when we should have acted, and the opportunity passes us by, and the next disaster is always more difficult and compounded than the last one." Unquote. That is a quote by the late Eleanor Roosevelt. You may not like her particular political view, but that's a very brilliant quote by her, and I could have made the same one myself. So what's an example of that? China is a prime example. Today, they have forced one-child families because they did nothing about their exploding populations 50 years ago. And, of course, China's is slated to grow to about 1.5 billion from the 1.3 billion they have right now. And, in fact, India is doing nothing about their exploding population. They're going to grow even bigger to 1.55 billion by the mid-century. Now, in the last decade, and in your state could be, we could show it, with, if you're in California or if you're in Florida, your state has just added millions and millions. Here in the state of Colorado, we've added 1 million people in just 10 years, and we're predicted to grow by 4 million people by mid-century. But I wrote a piece for the Denver Post just about a year and a half ago, and it's called "Too Many People, Too Few Solutions." They kind of banged me up against Ruben Navarrete. Ruben Navarrete is a Hispanic writer, but he doesn't have an understanding of what he writes about, so he writes blindly and with passion and with emotion, but he doesn't use reason, he doesn't use logic, and he certainly doesn't have a conceptual understanding of what we face, and so he promotes more immigration into this country. And when I wrote it, I said Colorado is going to grow by another 4 million people. And when I did that, I had a bunch of online people, one from California, wrote me and said, "Mr. Wooldridge, you're wrong. Colorado's not going to have 4 million people added by 2050. I'm a 59-year-old man here in Southern California about to retire, and there are 2 million of my colleagues are going to retire in the next 5 to 10 years, and we are leaving the overpopulation crisis of California. And we're going to move to your western slope of Colorado, you're going to have 6 million. And so I kind of backed up and I said, holy catfish. And so, yeah, think of a population as a balloon. If you take a balloon and you squeeze it in the middle, what happens? That balloon will expand to your right and expand to your left out of your fist. Well, that's the way populations are. They're going to go somewhere. And you can guarantee they're going to go somewhere, and you can't. Once you've got them, they've got to go somewhere, and that's what happens. And so, as that is true, we now know that Texas is going to grow by 12 million in the next by 2025, and California is going to grow by 20 million or 21 million by 2035. So this is, of course, extremely serious. Now, here's another letter. I wrote a piece for News with Views about a year and a half ago, and it was about the H-1B visa program and H-2B visas, L-1 visas, which have brought us a million foreign workers into this country, displacing American citizens from their jobs. And I wrote it, and this guy wrote back from, his name is Mr. Singh from Madras, India, and he says, "We're working your outsourced jobs because we can do it cheaper, but you Americans have enjoyed an artificially high standard of living for far too long. It's time you drop down to the poverty levels of the rest of the third world." And I was taken back by that. And so I wrote back and I said, "Perhaps you have an artificially low standard of living because you have an artificially high overpopulation of 1.1 billion, Mr. Singh. Wouldn't India be better off with only 300 million people like the USA?" And then he wrote back a week later and said, "You make an interesting point, Mr. Wooldridge. I never thought about it that way. And as I've said in the past, third world leaders ignore problems until they become irreversible and unsolvable. The result is the people live in misery." Now, ladies and gentlemen, every day, every hour, the world grows by 10,000 babies per hour, 240,000 per day, and nearly 80 million annually. They are desperately poor. And I've got a Time magazine right here, March 14, 2005, How to End Poverty. 8 million people die of starvation every year because they're too poor. That's just in Time magazine. The World Health Organization shows where 10.5 million children under the age of 10 die of starvation or starvation-related diseases every year. So you already have the problems facing us that are huge. And I've got the latest statistics from the Martin Fogel March 2006 projecting the U.S. population by 2050. And it's ugly here. And it shows all the California is going to grow from its current 37.5 million to 79 million. That's the high one, but even the average trend is around 70.1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is not funny. And I've got the figures and facts right here, and I can send you to them if you send you to them if you want them. But what's going to happen when that kind of population adds here in the United States by 2040 or 33 years from now? The consequences are the water crisis in the West will be unsolvable. We will have water shortages. We'll have irrigation shortages. We simply don't have enough rain and snowfall to even fill our reservoirs now. For those of you who appreciate, we're losing 2,500 plants and animals to extinction every decade now in the United States, and that will continue to accelerate. As you go through the next Added 100 Million Americans series, oceans are being poisoned. More Katrinas, rising oceans from ice pack melting, loss of oil and no new alternative energy sources. How about the loss of the quality of life? How about the lowering of the standard of living? Now, when the numbers of people go up, average wage for wage earners goes down. That's been proven time and time again. You can go Wealth of Nations, of course, by Smith. Any of the great authors will tell you that. And to tell you the fact is, China right now, what is their average wage? 22 cents an hour. 22 cents an hour. So you can see that it's not so good to have so many people. So what right now is causing our population to grow? Because in the United States right now, the average American female is at 2.03 fertility level. In other words, she's balanced. And if you could be here this evening, you'd see this little chart that I show in front of these classes and the colleges where I speak, that we would have leveled off at 255 million had it not been for 1965 and the Immigration Reform Act by Teddy Kennedy and LBJ. The fact is we would have been a balanced society because we just have two kids each. And even if we went to ZPG, though, because of population momentum, we'd still grow this country by another 35 million. And so that's the crisis we face. But instead, we're going to grow three times that to 100 million. So what is causing our population to rise since the American female is just two children or replacement fertility? Well, the fact is we immigrate 1 million to 1.5 million people legally every year. And as I'm reading out of this Time magazine right here, it's fair to show, based on the Time investigation, that the number of illegal aliens flooding into the United States is 3 million per year. Enough to fill 22,000 Boeing 737 airliners or 60 flights every day of the year, dumping their cargo into the United States. That's what we face, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of numbers. And because of our own population momentum of 1 million per year, if you just take the low end of the legals, and that's just 1 million legal immigrants per year, you take just the low end of 1 million illegal immigrants per year, and then you take the low end of just 1 million of Americans born every year over and above the replacement level because of population momentum, that's 3 million. Take 3 million people per year and multiply it by 33 years, and you've got 100 million people. So this thing is a Katrina, and you can either do something about it now, or you can just sit there and watch it happen, and then you get to sit there and live with the results. Or, as I've said many times, the more extreme our numbers, the more extreme our children's consequences. Now, as Colorado adds another 4 to 6 million, California will add 20 million, and Arizona 5 million, Texas will add 12 million by 2025. And it will cause a water crisis we cannot solve, air we cannot breathe, sprawl in every city and suburb, drop in the quality of life and the standard of living, and it is going to be a mess. So, what else is this immigration invasion also causing the United States? Well, in the last 4 years, we've had imported into this country in the bodies of unscreened illegal aliens 16,000 cases of Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and the average illegal alien will give their disease to at least 10 and as high as 50 other American citizens, depending on their public impact and how far they contact. And I'm reading right now out of the Santa Barbara News Press, April 25th, Anatomy of an Outbreak, how a 19-year-old Mexican man infected 56 others with tuberculosis and then eluded county health officials. So that's what we're facing is all of these people coming across the borders unchecked, and tuberculosis is one of the big diseases. But there's also, in the last 3 years, 7,000 cases of leprosy, which is known as Hansen's disease, and it is now endemic to the East Coast for the first time ever in the history of the United States, and it has 11 new clinics just to battle it. But realize this, poor people from India, poor people from Brazil, and poor people from the Caribbean are bringing this leprosy. It's Hansen's disease, and you can lose digits, you lose feeling in your skin, and you get puffy and all that. This disease, of course, can be transmitted in human-to-human contact, and guess where illegals work? They work in the fast food. They work in they're at the movie theaters. They're behind you at the grocery stores, and about 1.5 million of their children are going to schools, your schools, and so your children are at risk. And so we also have Chagas disease. 14 million people in South America are infected with Chagas disease. It's a T. cruzi parasite, and there are 50,000 deaths per year. And that is now coming over our borders because Central and South Americans are coming over our borders. We also, because of this immigration invasion, we have crime. MS-13 gang members now have over 15,000 members in the United States, and they are distributing about $130 billion worth of drugs. And this is creating a third world momentum. And of course, all the other crises that are coming. Now, if you listen or you remember nothing else tonight, remember this quote by a great mind in the 20th century, and I quote, "The problems in the world today are so enormous, they cannot be solved with the level of thinking that created them." That's Albert Einstein. We must jump out of the 20th century thinking to get into the 21st century and start solving this immigration population crisis before it hits like Katrina. Now, if you look at most of these, the president, if you look at the vice president, if you look at the senators, you look at the congressmen, other than Tom Tancredo or Governor Lamb from Colorado and Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul, they see this thing. I think Sensenbrenner understands it. Nathan Deal out in Georgia understands it also. But what we're doing right now, if we continue on this path, is just like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It would be like painting your house before Katrina hits. It would be like waxing your car if you're in New Orleans before Katrina hits. And the thing is, if we continue to blindly follow our leaders, we're looking at 200 to 300 million more people in the next 60, 70 years in this country. And once they're here, we get to live like they live in China, India, Bangladesh, and outskirts of Mexico City and all the kind of misery that is Mexico City. And I've been there, so I've already seen it. And we can also, though, we can decide not to do it. We can decide to change course. I mean, wouldn't you, if you had kids on the Titanic, wouldn't you go up to the captain? Or then if the captain wouldn't listen to you, wouldn't you go to the crew? And if the crew wouldn't listen to you, wouldn't you go to all the rest of the passengers and say, hey, let's get a coalition here and demand that the captain change course? And then guess what? If you could do that, you can make the captain change course and the crew. And the crew, of course, is Congress. The captain is now George Bush. And you need to change course. We, ladies and gentlemen, as American citizens, need to change course. And we need to really be examples to the rest of the world. What we can do, we can bring economic aid to foreign countries so they can improve their citizens' lives. We can offer international family planning birth control to those countries and those women who need and want to change their births from 8 or 10 down to 2. But we need to, of course, enforce our immigration laws. And we need to lock up, and we need to prosecute and arrest and prosecute and lock up employers of illegal aliens. We need to stop birthright citizenship, because the 380,000 anchor babies every year, they're all paid for by you. And we need to seal that border down for the time being to make sure that we have this thing really squared away. And then after the a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. We don't need any more immigrants in this country. Let those immigrants take care of their own countries and make their own countries better, where they can get a better way of life by fighting for their own better way of life in their own country, and not sit here and take away from our country and from our citizens and from our way of life. And finally, after we do have a 10-year moratorium, we lower the legal immigration from the 1.1 million every year now down to less than 100,000, only if it maintains a stable society. Doesn't that sound rational? Doesn't that sound reasonable? And I'll say right here, the worst decision you can make is to think that you can do so little that you do nothing at all. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I wanted to talk with you tonight. If you have any calls, you want to make some comments. Thomas, do we have any callers out there? 1-800-313-9443. Give me your ideas in the last 10 minutes of this show. Give me some thoughts. What are your thoughts? How do you want to respond to this little lecture that we've just listened to? Come back and give me your ideas, or write me your ideas, so that we can together, as citizens of the United States, change the course of history. This is Frosty Wooldridge. We're connecting the dots this evening. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
An opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few moments, and I have quite a few callers on the lines. I hope we've provoked a lot of thought here. To create a consciousness shift in a country like ours, it means a lot of people have to really start thinking and start reasoning and deducting. And I'm glad that a few of you are out there and you want to ask these questions. Let's make them quick so I can get to everybody. We have Richard in Alabama. Richard, what's the question, sir, or comment?
In Iraq,
we are helping the Shiite government to kick the Christians and the Sunnis out of their country. And that ID card helps a lot because they can't, the Christians and the Sunnis are not allowed to change their identification to Shiite
right.
on their identity card. Therefore, they are marked. And any time they come to a roadblock and they've got Christian or Sunni on their license, they're likely to get killed. And their family, too.
Yeah, and again, as I've said before, as more wars for resources and the kind, I mean, we're in Iraq right now for oil, and we're there for the terror and all the other things that are going on. There's no question that we're going to have more and more environmental refugees. And as you know from my Monday column, we're going to add another 7,000 Sunni Muslim refugees into the United States this year alone, and you're going to see that kind of violence perpetrated on American citizens. Thanks for giving that idea there, Richard. I'm going to go to the next caller here, Mr. Nadeshiko from Arizona. I'm sorry to slaughter your name, sir. Comment or otherwise?
My name is Nadeshiko.
Nadeshiko, okay. Thank you.
His Japanese name.
Oh, it's Watashi o naka tsukimashita. Kanbanwa.
Well, anyway.
Thank you.
I remember you when you were on KDWN on the Mark Edwards program.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, every Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything there is all changed now. The station was sold to one of these stupid networks, and everything is all gone.
I understand that. Even out in California, many of the Spanish-speaking organizations are taking over radio stations left and right, and Americans and certainly English language is being completely displaced by these Spanish stations. We here in America are literally being displaced out of our own country, and we're just watching and waiting and allowing it to happen. So it is a great tragedy for all of us. Thank you for making that comment, ma'am. Mark from Wisconsin, you have a comment, sir.
Hi, Frosty. I just wanted to find out what your understanding is of the sectarian violence over in Iraq, because you made the comment that they're blowing each other up, and from the research I've been getting, it's the CIA, it's the Mossad, it's MI6 that is actually planting these bombs and fermenting this violence. And the only problem I would have with Sunni refugees coming over to the United States is half of them would probably be Mossad agents.
Well, you make an outstanding point, Mark. And the problem is, no matter whether, if you look at what's happened to France, if you look what's happened to London, England, if you look what's happening to Holland and even Stockholm, Sweden, these Muslims that simply do not assimilate, they do not enculturate. And again, from the sheer numbers standpoint, they're just more additions of incompatible cultures and incompatible people that are going to create the same kind of bombing and suicide bombers and the same kind of consequences now faced even in Spain with the big train bombers. And so
have you done any research on these bombings? Because everyone's finding out in Britain that these bombings were done by MI6, and the Spain bombs are the same. They were done by security agencies.
Oh, okay. So, well, you know, catch me on an email. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to jump off the air this evening. I hope that you understood and appreciate that the next added 100 million Americans is going to be really the death of America, no matter what. And as you bring more immigrants in, we're even in greater trouble. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. Look forward to seeing you next week. We'll have a great guest that will bring more of Connecting the Dots for you. Thanks for joining us this night. It's been a pleasure. Good night, and God bless.